Chris Fry isn't superficial when it comes to logs. As a small mill operator, he says it's necessary to look beyond the bark surface.
It's good to be able to look at these logs and say, yeah, I know there's a good patch of wood in there and I can get some good stuff out of that one.
This way of thinking is fairly new. Fry has been in the milling business for 14 years, mostly in Washington State. He says a larger mill operator would take a glance at a knotty piece of spruce and make a judgment call.
They're going to take a look at that log and they're going, we're not going to cut it, it's too ugly, and they'll throw it over in their firewood.
But Fry assesses it and sees dollar signs. Like a skilled butcher, he knows how to parcel up the cuts to sell for maximum profit. He glides a bandsaw over a 10-foot piece of spruce, rotating the sides until it's a smooth block. From there, it will be divided into trim or decking. Fry also supplies salvage pieces for installation art, and he uses alder, or what he calls music wood, to make guitars. He's part of a growing number of mill operators who can use their skills for more specialized projects.
There's a lot of these small mills around. There's a lot of people who are getting into doing this because the small mills can do jobs that the big mills just can't.
That's because the big mills are under a time crunch. They crank out orders and need a large supply of logs to turn a profit. What Fry is doing operates more like a boutique.
I don't mind spending the extra time. I can do that and still make money at this.
The Petersburg Economic Development Council also saw this venture as an opportunity to diversify the local economy. But for it to work, there would have to be a steady supply of timber. So when the Forest Service announced they would be optioning micro-logging sales on Mikoff Island, it seemed like the perfect opportunity for small mill operators. There was only one thing missing, says PEDC coordinator Liz Cabrera.
During those discussions, we realized that part of the problem was that they really had never had to sell the products on the market.
Enter Chris Fry, experienced small mill operator, and now the marketing liaison for the project Alaska Mills. The PEDC was recently awarded over $23,000 from the National Forest Foundation, which they're using to fund Fry's expertise. He'll put other small mill operators in touch with clients from the lower 48. Even Asia. The timber sale on Mikoff is unique because it's optioning a lot of young growth trees.
What we're doing is making sure that we're not taking these big, huge clear cuts. They're more thinning type operations. And then that wood will be sold, some of it locally and some of it down south.
Adam Liljeblad is the Director of Conservation Awards at the National Forest Foundation, a nonprofit with the slogan, Protecting America's Backyard. He says small-scale logging operations like this provide sustainability.
There's a lot more care being taken to ensure that smart land management decisions are being made.
Small mill operators will have access to hemlock, red cedar, and yellow cedar. Fry says the alder grows like an invasive weed.
It's actually going to grow faster than we're going to be able to take it down.
He says Mikoff is covered in it. Alder is an orange, knotty-looking wood that's become popular for furniture and cabinet making. 10 years ago, it went by a less dignified name.
They called it trash wood for alder and things like that. It's just garbage wood is what they considered it. People cut it for firewood, but it's actually a really good marketable wood. And actually in Washington right now, the price of alder logs is higher than the price of Doug fir logs.
Small mill operators are proving that certain logs aren't trash. You just have to see the profit within. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.